Geek Vibes Live is rated G for geek.
Hello.
Hi, is this Tia?
It is. Hi, how are you?
Hi, it's Lee with Libby. I'm so sorry for the delay.
Oh, it's no problem at all. Are you going to connect me or should I still wait
a
little bit?
Yeah, just a second. Yep. Yeah,
okay.
They're just wrapping up. 1 second.
No problem, whenever they're ready.
They're ready. I will go ahead and merge you now.
Perfect. Thanks, Lee.
Well,
hello.
Hi.
Sorry to interrupt. I have Tia here from
Hi, is this Anna Sophia and Mary Heron? I'm sorry. I keep trying to merge your guys' names together. I apologize.
No problem.
Excellent. But this is Tia from Geek Vibes Nation. I'm so happy to be speaking with you guys. I guess we should just jump right in. First, I have to say congratulations because today is the official premiere date of The Expecting on Quibi, which is so cool. I first have to ask, how do you guys feel about that? What's been the reaction so far?
Feels good to have it out. I've only talked to press, so I haven't talked to any family members who've seen it yet. Have you, Mary?
No. I just put it out there on, Facebook and Twitter, and whatever. And I'm waiting to hear from my family. And but I feel I have had a response to the trailer. And everyone's liking the trailer, so that's gratifying.
Well, yeah. I actually saw the first episode, and it was fantastic. I love the eeriness about it. I think it's kind of perfect for October Halloween season. So I guess I just want to start with you, Mary, and just ask, what kind of drew you to do this project?
Well, I love horror films, horror that's about something that is kind of connects to something real and a real experience and our real fears. And having been pregnant twice, having had two children, giving birth twice, I loved the fact that it was a story about the experience of being pregnant, which is a crazy experience at the best of times. Where you're kind of host, your body is no longer your own. And as I was reading the script, it was reminding me of what a strange experience it was, there's something, I remember being like ravenously hungry and like having to stop places and get a slice of pizza and like eating it like a little animal, And it was just like, this is your own little horror movie and someone's made a film about it, which is how clever, So I went for that right away.
So it almost felt like almost an easy transition with, say, your real life experiences and then, of course, amplifying it.
Yeah. And I think that the best horror does that. Yeah.
Exactly. The ones that feel as if they are the most likely to happen. Anna Sophia, did you feel like that when you were reading the script and you were getting prepared to play this role?
Yeah, I think, like Mary said, the story was really gripping reading the script. I just, it was a page turner. And then it offered I mean, I had never read a script or, I mean, Rosemary's Baby is one of the main, I think, reference films for this project, but a story that investigates the young woman's experience of pregnancy and then blows it up to be on sort of a horrific proportion. I think that was really intriguing to me. And it was, there were a lot of challenging elements, shaving my head. You'll see later in the episode that stuff, everything just kind of starts to fall apart and go crazy. And so that was really what drew me to the project. And then Mary is such an incredible filmmaker, a female filmmaker as well, who I deeply respect. So I really wanted to be a part of the project. And then I auditioned and here we are.
Which is great that it came out on a streaming service, of course, during the pandemic where, say, movies are all being pushed to 2021. At least we can experience shows like this from the comfort of our own home. Anna, Sophia, for those who have not yet seen the first episode of The Expecting, can you walk us through your character?
Sure. Well, everyone will meet Emma naked in the woods alone. That's how we decide to start out. And so it starts off on a really unsettling, confusing note. Mary describes it as a sort of like fever dream. And I think the project definitely has, or the film definitely has that sensibility. And so we meet Emma, she's alone. Then you meet Rory Culkin's character, who she's been sleeping with, and she works with him, but she leads this sort of lonely life. And at the end of the episode, she discovers that she's pregnant, but she can't remember that night exactly, and she starts to experience these weird sort of hallucinations. She doesn't know if they're hallucinations or if they're actually happening, and that's where our story starts off.
And that's where everything kind of just starts going off a cliff, I guess you would say. But Mary, what was it like filming a show for Quibi? Because I've asked other people before who have worked with the streaming service, and they all kind of said that you really don't feel that you're making something where each episode is only, say, about 8 minutes long. Did you feel the same way, or how did you approach with this process?
No, I think that we approached it as if we were making an indie movie, an indie horror movie, and with the sort of intensity that you have of a film shoot. And occasionally we'd remind ourselves that we're probably the cliffhanger ending for episode 4 or whatever, but we really, it's just, the scenes are a bit shorter, and then really the great work of creating the cliffhanger ending for each episode was done in the editing room. But I think we just got into it with the same intensity as a movie. And I thought we thought of it as a movie in a way, yeah.
Yeah, and I could definitely see that where that process would be beneficial. Did you have to shoot, so for the beginning of episode 1, we're in a forest, is that actually on location, or was that, say, constructed in a studio?
No, everything, pretty much, yeah, location,
yeah.
Real wood. It seems really cold.
I was gonna ask Anna, how was that for you, filming on location, and you know your character wakes up and you know she's nude. So I mean, what was that like for you? Not to be cold.
Yeah, very cold. I love filming on location. I think it takes away that layer of having to pretend, because you really are cold and you really are dirty and you really are wet and slightly miserable. So the elements add, I think, and you feel that in the film when you watch it. But it was, I mean, it was definitely, there were a lot of vulnerable scenes in the show, and that, I think that's part of the reason why I wanted to do it, because it was something I had never done before, and I trusted Mary, and but I think in any other scenario, I wouldn't just be wanting to do this, these sort of vulnerable, or not these sort of, the script warrants these vulnerable moments, and so they're horrifying, but they're also, I think as an audience, you don't want to look away, and they last long enough that it's like there's a scene in a doctor's office and in stirrups, and these sort of horrifying experiences of when you're pregnant and what that is like.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think that I'm sure that every woman who has gone through pregnancy, I haven't, but every woman who has gone through pregnancy can kind of feel some sort of level of this, which makes it very tangible. But Mary, because this show is going to come out every day. So tomorrow there'll be a new episode, day after that. What should fans expect going forward?
That it gets even stranger. And the best is yet to come. Our favorite episodes, I think, from the end are sort of towards the end. It definitely wraps up. So, yes, there's lots to.
And I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
And I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I didn't hear. What did you say your favorite episode was?
I would say I think we both feel that it gets more intense and crazy and interesting. The longer you go through it, like my favorite episode, I think, is like the last two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get that down, just because I love those like goody bits there. But has there been any talk? Now I know that the first episode came out today, so I'm not sure if you know this, but has there been any talks with Quibi about perhaps doing a second season, or are you just seeing how things go now?
Yeah, we haven't. We haven't had those come. At least I haven't. Okay.
I mean, I haven't. I think. I also think everybody's in sort of a COVID holding pattern. So.
Yeah.
That is very correct. And obviously you guys filmed this before this happened, which would make things difficult,
yeah.
I guess, now filming. Although you were in the middle of the woods, so I guess in some retrospect you were very much away from society.
yep.
Anna, would you say that there was any particular scene that was really challenging to film?
A lot of challenging. I mean, this is definitely not an easy movie. I think about, I'm like, oh, I think this one. Wait, no, there was also this one. we had a whole day in the pool. So just in terms of logistics, that was, I think physically that was hard,
yeah.
Because we had to get the right camera angles. We had puppets. We had underwater stuff, you know, and then right afterwards, we had a bunch of blood in a slippery cold bathroom. It's an emotional scene. So there's not really, you know, and then we go to a terrifying, haunted mental hospital and have some really challenging scenes there. Then we had a week or more at night in the cold woods. So I'd say like every step of the way was, was there every day was, but it demanded a certain, I think, level of, attention, and it was very present. So it definitely, there's no, I don't think there are any downbeats in this show, and it didn't feel like there were any on set, and it was kind of, I like that. I thought they matched together.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Yeah.
They informed
one another.
And just to kind of wrap everything up for the both of you, why, to the people who are listening, why should they watch this show? Like, what would you say is the biggest drive for them to tune in?
Because there's so many surprises and unexpected things that happen. That would be my thought.
Yeah, I don't think it's, I think when you start, it's not exactly what you expect by the end.
That's awesome. I hope that everyone who's listening tunes in. It's on Quibi. The first episode came out today, October 5th. So just make sure that you tune into that. Mary and Anna Sophia, it was so amazing speaking to the both of you. Congratulations on the show hitting Quibi, and I can't wait to watch the rest of the season.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Have a great
and
day.
Enjoy it. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Stay healthy.
Yes, you too.